All right, let's dive into the world of Microsoft Teams Rooms and devices. You know, you've been sharing some info with us, and it seems like you might be thinking about upgrading your meeting spaces. We're here to help you make sense of it all.
Yeah.
Especially with all these updates and roadmap reveals.
Right.
And even a few end-of-life announcements.
Okay.
So think of this as your cheat sheet to staying ahead of the curve.
All right.
We're taking a look at a recent episode of MT Dama.
Oh, yeah.
You know that monthly roundtable online
yeah.
with Graham Walsh, Jimmy Vaughn, and Michael Tressler?
Right.
They always have the inside scoop on what's happening in the Teams devices world.
They do.
Just remember, this is their take on things.
Oh.
Not official Microsoft policy.
Exactly. It's like a sneak peek behind the curtain.
Okay, so let's unpack the latest on Microsoft Teams Rooms on Windows.
Okay.
MTRW, for those in the know.
Right.
The current app version is 5.2.115.0.
Okay.
And they've packed it with new features.
What I find really fascinating here is how they're focusing on making hybrid meetings more seamless.
Yeah.
More intuitive. Take the enhancements to the proximity-based join experience, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember those times you struggled to connect your laptop to the room system?
Oh, yes.
These updates aim to make that a thing of the past.
That's a huge win.
It is.
Especially if you're constantly switching between meeting rooms.
Absolutely. And they've taken it a step further with the dynamic video tile resizing.
Oh, nice.
So if you've got a packed room, the system will automatically adjust the size of the video tile so everyone is visible.
Okay.
No more squinting to see who's talking.
Hold on, is that for all MTRW users?
Ah, good catch. That one, along with Cloud IntelliFrame and roster grouping via proximity join, are part of Teams Rooms Pro.
So it's a pro feature.
It is.
Okay.
And it uses AI for intelligent framing and keeps those in-room participants grouped together neatly on the screen.
Interesting. So they're adding some pretty powerful AI features to the pro tier.
They are.
But what about those of us who just want a smooth meeting?
Yeah.
A glitch-free meeting.
Right.
Any news on that front?
Well, they've squashed some annoying bugs in this release.
Good.
Remember that issue where the content and gallery would swap after reconnecting a screen in a dual display setup?
Oh, yes.
That's gone.
Thank goodness.
No more fumbling with displays mid-meeting.
Oh, that one always threw me off.
Yeah.
Any other notable fixes?
They've addressed those phantom empty chat panels after a reboot.
Oh, okay.
And the on-screen keyboard should reliably appear on the console now.
Good.
Plus, no more random app restarts after the device wakes up.
Okay.
Or during Meet Now sessions.
Those little things can really disrupt the flow.
Yeah.
So it's good to see them paying attention to the details.
It is.
But let's be honest.
Sure.
What everyone really wants to know is, what's next?
Yeah.
What's on the roadmap for MTRW?
Well, they've got some game changers in the pipeline.
Ooh.
Think Town Hall presenter support for large-scale presentations.
Hmm.
Imagine the possibilities.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you're tired of limited camera angles,
yes,
multiple camera views with four streams are coming soon.
That's going to be huge for hybrid meetings.
Yeah, it is.
Getting everyone feeling more connected.
Yeah.
What else is on the horizon?
More control is coming your way. They were working on PTZ camera control for mechanical cameras.
Okay.
Letting you fine-tune those shots during meetings.
Okay.
Plus, you'll be able to start and stop recordings right from the console using M365.
Nice.
Talk about efficiency.
Okay, this is all great.
Yeah.
But you know what's been on my mind?
What's that?
That whole Windows 10 end-of-life situation.
Right.
It's looming, and I think a lot of folks are still in the dark about what it means for them.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's a reminder that technology moves fast.
Yeah.
Support for Teams Rooms apps on Windows 10 ends on October 14th, 2024.
Wow.
No more updates after that.
So if you're still rocking devices like the Lenovo Hub 500, HP Slice G2,
right.
or those older Yealink NuCs,
yeah.
it's time to start thinking about an upgrade.
It is.
So those devices are essentially going to become obsolete.
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
But they won't be getting any security updates or new features.
Okay.
Think about the risks involved. It's like driving a car without getting regular maintenance.
Right.
Eventually, it's going to catch up with
Point
you.
Taken.
Yeah.
So for those ready to embrace the new... Let's talk about Microsoft Teams Rooms on Android.
Okay.
What's the latest there?
The latest version, 2.4.1, is all about squashing those pesky bugs.
Oh, good.
Touch screen controls, behaving badly, fixed. Logi Rally Bar, screen swap issue after a restart, gone.
Ugh, those little glitches can drive you crazy.
They can.
What else did they tackle?
They've made sure backgrounds set in the Teams Admin Center are now correctly applied.
Okay.
And those wonky chat bubbles on front of room displays are a thing of the past.
Good.
And they've addressed a couple of other issues that were causing headaches.
Okay.
Content sharing hiccups in dual display setups.
Right.
And that weird unverified tag on meeting participants.
Sounds like a welcome cleanup.
It is.
But let's be honest.
Mm.
Bug fixes are just table stakes.
Yeah.
What about those exciting new features?
Right.
What's on the roadmap for MTRA?
Well, things are definitely brewing. There's a potential issue with Microsoft Whiteboard for older tenants, those that have been around for more than 2 years.
Okay.
Keep an eye out for more info on that.
All right.
But on the brighter side,
okay,
they've released a handy AOSP migration guide with videos and everything.
Oh, nice.
To help you navigate the move to the Android open source project.
That's a smart move. I think a lot of people are feeling apprehensive about that transition.
They are.
What else is in store for MTRA users?
More control is coming your way.
Okay.
You'll be able to update individual apps, think admin agent, company portal, Intune,
right,
from the Teams admin center.
Okay.
And if an update causes problems,
mm-hmm,
you can even cancel it.
Nice.
It's all about giving you the flexibility to manage your devices efficiently.
That's great for IT admins.
It is.
No more juggling multiple platforms.
Right.
Any other big changes on the horizon?
It's a big one, actually.
Okay.
Mark your calendars for June 2025.
All right.
Teams app clients older than 5 months will stop working.
Wow. Okay.
This is a security and compatibility push, so you make sure your systems are updated.
Wow, that's a hard deadline. It's like they're saying, get on board or get left behind.
Exactly.
Okay.
And in February, they're rolling out IC3 token authorization on Android-based Microsoft Teams devices.
Okay.
Now, I know that sounds technical.
Right.
But it basically means they're boosting security by strengthening how users and devices are authenticated.
Security is always top of mind these days.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Teams panels are often the first point of contact for people entering a meeting room.
Yeah.
What's happening on that front?
The latest app version lets you customize display names.
Oh, okay.
Through the Teams Rooms Pro Management Portal.
Right.
So say goodbye to those generic Room 101 labels.
Right.
And hello to something more descriptive like Marketing Brainstorming Room or Executive Boardroom.
That's a nice touch, especially for larger organizations.
Yeah.
People might not be familiar with every room.
Right. And they finally fixed that annoying bug where room equipment wasn't populating correctly.
Always good to see those bugs get squashed.
It is.
What's next for Teams panels?
Occupancy status is coming in March.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to see at a glance if a room is free or occupied.
Okay.
Right on the panel.
All right.
No more awkwardly peeking in to see if anyone's there.
That's a great time saver, especially for those of us who are always on the go.
It is.
Now, what about Teams displays? What's the latest news there?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
And maybe a bit concerning for those who have invested in Teams displays.
All right.
They just announced the end of support.
Oh, wow.
Effective September 3rd, 2025.
Whoa, hold on. That's a pretty big deal.
It is.
Does this mean those devices are just going to stop working altogether?
Well, Microsoft says they'll try to maintain compatibility with the latest app version for 2 years after the end of support date.
Right.
So until September 2027.
All right.
But the message is clear. Teams displays are reaching the end of their life cycle.
That's definitely something for people to be aware of. They're planning their future meeting spaces.
Right.
But before we get too deep into that,
sure.
Any news on shiny new devices hitting the market?
There's always something new and exciting.
There is.
We've got the MaxHub X-Core Kit Pro.
Okay.
The PolyStudio S72 with the TC10. A standalone PolyStudio X72.
Okay.
The PolyStudio G62.
All right.
And the PolyStudio V72.
Okay.
Plus, the Cisco Navigator and E-Link Room Panel E2 are now certified.
So many choices. It's hard to keep up.
It is.
But before we move on to the Pro Portal and BO updates,
yeah.
Anything else happening in the wider Teams devices world?
A couple quick things.
Yep.
They've updated the list of devices that won't be supporting the AOSP migration.
Right.
So double check that if you're planning to make the switch.
Okay.
Also, they've added intelligent media quality classifiers in Microsoft Teams called quality data, or CQD for short.
Okay.
Basically, they're using AI to improve call quality.
Okay.
And give you more insights into how your calls are performing.
Call quality is king, so that's a welcome improvement.
Yes.
Any other noteworthy updates before we dive into the Pro Portal?
Just a quick note on the MTR app update 5.2.115.
Okay.
It'll be the recommended version.
Right.
For production rooms enrolled in the Teams Meeting Rooms Pro Management Portal.
Okay.
The rollout to staging rings started back in October.
All right.
Version 5.A, Night 230, is officially out of the picture.
Okay.
But 5.1.28 is still kicking around as a supported backup.
Good to know. Now let's talk Teams Rooms Pro Portal.
Okay.
What's new and exciting over there?
They've got weekly office hours for anyone who needs help.
Okay.
Wednesdays at 5 p.m. UK time.
Right.
Which is noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Okay.
All the details are under the icon in the portal.
Oh, right.
Feature-wise, they're bringing in automatic workplace presence setting.
Okay.
At the building level in Teams.
Okay.
Basically, it'll know what building you're in based on the room you're using.
That's pretty slick. No more manually updating your location.
Right.
What else is in the works for the Pro Portal?
They're streamlining BeWide management with auto association of devices in the portal. That's coming in January.
All right.
And in February, they're expanding auto detection of room audio in BeWide setups.
Okay.
To include audio devices with video.
All right.
It's all about making those BeWide experiences smoother.
Sounds like they're really trying to close the gap between dedicated Teams rooms and BeWide setups.
Exactly.
Okay.
And in January, they're making speaker recognition and attribution available in more meeting spaces.
All right.
Which will be a huge help for things like transcriptions and meeting minutes. Imagine no more guessing who said what.
AI is really changing the game when it comes to meetings.
It is.
Speaking of which, let's talk about the BeWide experience itself.
Okay.
What's new and noteworthy there?
They've been busy.
Okay.
There's a new setup guide.
Okay.
An updated website.
All right.
A public preview you can join.
Mm.
And a comprehensive deployment guide.
Okay.
We'll make sure to include links to all of those in the show notes.
Perfect. I'm sure lots of folks will want to check those out.
Yeah.
But what about the future of BeWide? Any hints at what's coming down the pipeline?
Well, there are whispers of an iOS app.
Okay.
Which would be a big one for Apple users.
It would.
They're also working on integrating maps using the IMDF format.
Okay.
That's indoor mapping data format.
Okay.
Imagine opening the Teams app.
Yeah.
And seeing a map of the building, guiding you right to your meeting room.
That would be incredibly useful.
It would.
Especially in those sprawling office complexes.
Yeah.
Where you can get lost just trying to find the bathroom.
Right.
Right.
They're exploring the use of people count data to provide insights into how spaces are being used.
Okay.
Plus, they're looking at auto release for rooms with Teams panels.
Right.
And even a free IMDF conversion tool.
Nice.
It's all about making BeWide more intelligent and user-friendly.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's touch on Microsoft Places.
Okay.
What's the latest in that realm?
They've released a deployment playbook for Microsoft Places.
Okay.
Which is a step-by-step guide for setting up and using the platform.
Hmm.
We'll include a link to that in the show notes.
Sounds helpful.
Yeah.
And what's on the roadmap for Microsoft Places?
They're adding space analytics with Copilot in January.
Okay.
Imagine AI giving you insights into how your office spaces are being used.
Oh, wow.
Plus, they're working on workplace check-in with workplace presence, also slated for January.
Okay.
To make it easier to track who's in the office and where they're located.
It sounds like Microsoft Places is becoming a much more powerful tool.
It is.
For managing the modern workplace.
Absolutely. It's definitely a space to watch
as
hybrid work continues to evolve.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our Microsoft Teams devices deep dive.
We have.
It's clear that Microsoft is making significant strides in enhancing the hybrid meeting experience. But they're also making some bold moves.
Right.
Like the end-of-life announcements for Windows 10 support and Teams displays.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But hopefully this gives you a good foundation for understanding the current landscape.
Yeah.
And what's coming next.
We'll be back in a flash to talk about some valuable community resources.
Okay.
And delve into the bigger picture of what these changes mean for organizations like yours.
Right.
Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Welcome back. We just covered a ton of updates. And I'm already feeling like I need to upgrade my home office setup.
It's definitely a lot to digest.
Yeah.
But that's why we're here, to help you make sense of it all.
So when are you making sense of things? I know you wanted to highlight some community resources.
Yes.
That can help folks stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
Let's talk about those.
Absolutely. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the constant flow of updates and announcements.
Right.
But you're not alone.
Mm.
There are vibrant communities out there.
Okay.
Filled with people who are passionate about Teams devices.
Yeah.
And they're a wealth of knowledge and support.
Okay. So where should people start?
A great place to begin is empowering.cloud.
Empowering.cloud?
Yep, they're all about Microsoft Cloud technologies, including Teams devices.
Right.
They offer training, resources, and events to help you level up your skills.
That sounds super valuable.
It is.
What other community did you want to mention?
The Microsoft Teams Users Group, specifically the USA chapter.
All right.
They're very active and host regular meetings, webinars, and workshops focused on all things Teams, including devices.
Excellent. We'll be sure to include links to both of those communities in the show notes.
Perfect.
So speaking of learning from the experts, don't forget about the MT Dana sessions coming up.
Oh, right. Yes.
On February 18th and 19th.
Of 2025.
Of 2025.
Yes.
Those are always packed with valuable insights.
They are.
Definitely mark your calendars for those. But what about those times when you need help right away? Is there a place where people can go for immediate support?
You bet. The MT Doma Discord server is a fantastic resource.
The Discord?
Yeah, it's a 24/7 hub.
Okay.
Where you can connect with other teams' device enthusiasts.
Okay.
Ask questions, troubleshoot problems, and share your experiences.
So it's like having a direct line.
It is.
To a whole team of experts.
Exactly.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
We'll include a link to the Discord server in the show notes as well.
Perfect.
Now, I have to say, going through all these updates,
yeah,
it's clear that the world of Teams devices is evolving at an incredible pace.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
We're seeing a convergence of hardware and software,
with
AI playing a bigger role than ever before.
Right.
It's all about creating more immersive, intuitive, and intelligent meeting experiences.
And it's not just about the technology itself. Mm. It's about how these advancements are shaping the future of work.
Exactly. As hybrid work becomes the norm,
right,
we need tools that enable seamless collaboration and communication regardless of location.
Yeah.
Teams devices are at the forefront of this evolution,
hmm,
bridging the gap between physical and virtual workspaces.
It's exciting to see how these innovations are empowering people to work more flexibly,
yeah,
and productively.
Absolutely.
But with all this change comes a new set of challenges.
Mm.
Organizations need to be strategic about their investments,
right,
ensuring that their team's devices align with their evolving needs,
yeah,
and support their hybrid work models.
Exactly. That's a crucial point. It's not just about buying the latest gadgets.
Right.
It's about making informed decisions that support your long-term goals.
And that's where things can get tricky.
You can.
With so many options and updates coming out all the time, it's easy to feel like you're constantly playing catch up.
You can.
So how can organizations stay ahead of the curve?
Well, the key is to be proactive. Stay informed about the latest trends and developments, engage with the community.
Right.
And don't be afraid to experiment.
That's great advice.
It is.
Now, before we move on to our final thoughts, I want to pose a question to you, the listener.
Okay.
What stood out to you most from everything we've discussed so far?
Hmm.
What are the implications of these changes for your organization?
That's a great question to ponder.
Yeah.
Take a moment to reflect on what you've learned and how it might apply to your specific situation.
Okay.
We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts and insights.
We're back for the final part of our Microsoft Teams devices deep dive. We've explored a ton of updates.
We have.
But what does it all mean for you? How do you take all this information?
Yeah.
And turn it into action?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
It's one thing to hear about all the cool new features and roadmap items,
right,
but it's another thing entirely to figure out how to apply them to your organization's specific needs.
Right. It's like having all the ingredients for a gourmet meal, but no recipe.
Yeah.
Where do you even begin?
Well, I'd say the first step is to take a good hard look at your current situation.
Okay.
What devices are you using now?
Hmm.
Are they still meeting your needs?
Right.
Are they even supported anymore?
Right. Remember that Windows 10 end-of-life deadline we talked about?
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
And it's not just about the hardware itself. Think about the software, the integrations,
right,
the user experience.
Yeah.
Are your current tools enabling your teams to collaborate effectively in this hybrid world?
Exactly. Once you have a clear understanding of where you stand, you can start to envision where you want to go.
Right.
What's your ideal hybrid work model?
Yeah.
What types of spaces do your employees need to be productive and engage?
Right.
Do you need small huddle rooms, large conference rooms, or a mix of both?
And how do those spaces need to be equipped?
Exactly.
It's no longer just about having a screen and a speakerphone.
Right.
We're talking about intelligent cameras, interactive whiteboards, seamless wireless connectivity,
right, right,
and intuitive touch controls.
It's about creating a truly immersive and equitable experience.
It is.
For everyone, whether they're in the room or joining remotely.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
It is.
It's about leveling the playing field so everyone feels like they're an active participant, regardless of their location.
Right.
Now, I know all of this can sound a bit daunting, especially for organizations that are just starting their hybrid work journey.
It can be a lot to take in.
It is.
But remember those community resources we talked about?
Right.
They're there to help.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to reach out to vendors and partners for guidance as well.
Okay.
They can help you assess your needs, develop a roadmap,
and
choose the right solutions for your organization.
That's good advice. Don't try to go it alone.
Right.
There are experts out there who can help you navigate this complex landscape.
There are.
Now, speaking of navigating, Let's talk about budget. This stuff can get expensive.
It's true, investing in the right Teams devices can be a significant upfront cost.
It can.
But it's important to think about the long-term benefits.
Okay.
By creating more effective and engaging meeting spaces, you're investing in your employees' productivity, collaboration, and overall well-being.
And don't forget about the potential cost savings.
Oh, right.
Think about reduced travel expenses, increased efficiency, and improved employee retention.
Those are all important factors to consider.
They are.
And remember, you don't have to do everything at once.
Right.
Start with a pilot program.
Okay.
Focus on a few key spaces.
Hmm.
And gradually scale up as your budget allows.
That's a smart approach.
It is.
Don't feel pressured to go all in right away.
Right.
Take a phased approach.
Hmm.
And adjust your strategy as needed.
Yeah.
Now, beyond the financial considerations, there's the human element.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
You can have the most cutting-edge technology in the world, but if people don't know how to use it, it's worthless.
It's like having a fancy sports car, but not knowing how to drive stick shift.
Exactly. Investing in training and support is crucial.
Okay.
Make sure your employees understand how to use the devices, how to troubleshoot common problems, and how to get the most out of all the features.
And it's not just about the initial training.
Right.
Provide ongoing support.
Yeah.
Create a culture of continuous learning.
Yeah.
And encourage your employees to share their feedback and ideas.
It's all about empowering your teams to embrace the technology and make it their own.
I love that. It's not about forcing people to use the technology. Mm-hmm. It's about giving them the tools and support they need to be successful.
Exactly. And don't forget about the importance of experimentation.
Right.
The world of Teams devices is constantly evolving.
It is.
So don't you be afraid to try new things, see what works, and adapt your strategy as needed.
That's such an important point. Embrace the spirit of innovation.
Yeah.
Be open to feedback.
Hmm.
And don't be afraid to course correct along the way.
Exactly. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to hybrid work or Teams devices.
Right.
It's all about finding what works best for your organization and your people.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From the latest updates and roadmap reveals to the bigger picture of hybrid work.
Yeah.
And the evolving role of technology.
It's been an exciting journey.
It has.
And hopefully you feel better equipped to navigate the ever-changing world of Microsoft Teams devices.
Absolutely. Remember, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Stay curious, stay connected.
Yeah.
And keep those conversations going.
Right.
We've included links to all the resources we mentioned in the show notes.
Perfect.
And as always, we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with us on social media.
Yeah.
Send us an email
mm-hmm.
or leave a comment. Until next time, meet happy collaborating.
Okay.